Sacred Document, or Aging Parchment. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Do you really care whether the treatment of the suspects at Guantanamo violates the Constitution? Even those of you who consider the Constitution sacred, you who regularly ask yourselves, what would Jefferson do? Do you really care what Jefferson would say about Gitmo? I'm guessing most of you don't. Because if most of you wanted Gitmo closed, your member of Congress would have gotten that message. But the message that both the House and the Senate got was, no way. Both voted overwhelmingly to keep Guantanamo. And that brought the president to the National Archives, where he stood in front of the parchment that the words are written on.
We uphold our most cherished values, not only because doing so is right, but because it strengthens our country and it keeps us safe.
He took an oath, he said, to protect our cherished values. But what defines our cherished values? The Constitution? Or what the voters of the U.S. are willing to enforce at the moment? For former Vice President Cheney, it's not complicated.
When just a single clue that goes unlearned, or one lead that goes unpursued, can bring on catastrophe, it's no time for splitting differences.
Enhanced interrogation, he says, was not torture, and it worked. Americans don't want terrorists on U.S. soil, he said. Elaborate constitutional arguments are a waste of time.
It's pretty clear the president served in the Senate and not in the House of Representatives, because, of course, in the House we have the five-minute rule.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.